Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim daf mem vov. The Mishnah earlier on Memhemet base, the Mishnah will start from the Mishnah says, Dvorim she'in chayovim aleihem mishum pigul, chayovim aleihem mishum noiso mishum tomi chutz min adam. Then the Mishnah brings down a machlekes of Shimon and Rabbonon, whether there's a chiyuv on Noisa and Tomei, if someone eats the Eitzim, Levoino, and Ketores, Reb Shimon says that you only chayev on a dovo shadar kui lechul, masheinkin Eitzim and Levoino and Ketores, which are not rui lechile, ain't chayev in all of Mishum Tume. Toisves in the Vamaschel Avalo Eitzim asks a kasha on this shit as Reb Shimon, and so too on Reb Shimon in the earlier sugya, which we find he has a mute by Pigel on Dvorim, which are chatois apnimiois, them nismait from pigul, asks Toisvus, that Reb Shimon is the one who holds the ain pigul ba'oilin, and the noisor ba'oilin, the Gemara says in Krisis, chav gimel amud beis, Reb Shimon's shita is, the ain is a halal isa, bekodshim, and the mele, any case where you have a korban kodesh, there's no other isurim possible to be chal on this korban, and therefore the korban, which of a kodshim, is going to be chayiv only because of me'ila, there's going to be no other isurim of noisor and pigul and tomei. So asks Tosfos, why does Reb Shimon need to have new miutim? To tell us that there's no pigul, and also that in Dorim She'en Uriel Achila, there's no chiyuv on Isa and Tomei. Anyway, there's not going to be any Issa, because Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Answers Tosfos, and Bemis, Tosfos is a chiyuv in the Teretz, a very Yesedus digger, chidush. Tosfos answers that it's a nafgemina. The Mishkachas le'acha shenitach ha-boso. The boso was already burnt on the Mizbeach, and then, says Tosfos, the Mishnah says in Me'ila, Daf Tesa Med Aleph, that the holding Me'ila on Bosor, Le'aktorah on the Imurim, which are hooked out on the Mizbeach, it's only Moyalin Bohen, Ad Sheyutach HaBosor. The Zman of the Me'ila is only until Ad Sheyutach HaBosor, the Bosor gets burnt. Me'ila says Tosfos, after the Zman, where it's already Yutach HaBosor and there's no Me'ila, then there should be Chal, a Noisa and Tume. If not for these miutim, then there will be a din of Noisa and Tomei and of a pigul. Because, says Tosfos, even after Nitach HaBosan is no Me'ila, but still, it's still Ruoi La'achila, says Tosfos Vadayin, Ruoi La'achila and Me'ila, there will be a Zman, a time, when it's possible for the Noisa and Tomei to be Chal, once the Me'ila goes away, when it's Utach HaBosan. Now, Be'emes, you see, the Havona, the understanding which Tosfos has, on this Halacha which the Mishnah says in Me'ila, that is Me'ila until Nitach HaBoso, it's a big chidush. And the Beryl Soloveitchik in his Shuri agreed, he be'emes asks on Tosfos, that L'chuyah, if you see in the Mishnah over there, Rashi explains that the reason why there's only Me'ila until Nitach HaBoso is because the Zman of Nitach HaBoso means that the Boso became Efer. It turned into ash. And Me'ila, it's already Nasis Mitzvoso, its Mitzvah's Haktorah has already been complete. And Me'ila, there's no Me'ila anymore, because we know, like we learn later on in Daf Mem Vav, that there's no Me'ila once his Nasis Mitzvosei. Me'ila, you see, says Reb Beryl, that this is a man of Nitach HaBoso is not time, which is a Sibber, that the Me'ila should go away. The only reason why the Me'ila goes away is only because it's already accomplished and finished its din, it's a Nasis Mitzvosei, because it turned into Efer. And Me'ila, it's ain't Roy anymore, La'achila and La'aktorah, so therefore there's no Me'ila. But if Tosfos over here says that even after Nitach HaBoso, it's still Roy La'achila enough to be chayiv for Noisa and Tuma, then the Chiyo we have to understand Me'icha Tesa, the Me'ila should go away when it's Nitach HaBoso. If Tosfos understands that Nitach HaBoso does not mean that it's totally burnt and it turned into Efe, but it's still Roy La'achila, so why Be'emes is a no din Me'ila when it's Nitach HaBoso? What is this Zman of Nitach HaBoso that the Me'ila should go away? And Rashi explains clearly that the only reason why the Me'ila goes away is because it's Nasis Mitzvoso, because it's not Roy anymore. It turned into Efer, says Rashi. Mashenkin Toisus, who understands that Nitach HaBoso L'chir is Muchach in our Toisus, that Nitach HaBoso doesn't mean I turned Efer, it turned into Ash. But it's still Roy La'achila, and Afal Bikin is no Me'ila, L'chir is a big Chidush, because why should this be the halacha of Nitach HaBoso in Moyalim Boy? And also, besides the fact that it turned into Efer, but if Tosfos learns that Nitach HaBoso means that it's Nasis Mitzvosoi, then it will be already a halacha of Chulin, And once a Kolvin is Chulin, there'll be no Issa anymore of Pigel Noisa and Tomei. Mamele, you see in Toisvis that the Bemis isn't a man of Nasis Mitzvosa, like Rashi says over there in Meila. But Nitach Abosa is some new time, and there's some reasoning which Toisvis doesn't explain why. The Zman of Nitach Abosa, which is an earlier time before it turned Eifer, and before Nasis Mitzvosa, Afal Pikein, there's no Meila anymore, and Mamele, there's still a time where it's Roi Achila for the Noisa and the Tumer to be Chal. Now the Etzem Din, which Toisva says, and Nitach Abosa does not mean that it's Ash and it's Efer, but it's still Roi L'Achila. This we find later on in the Gemara, in Kuvova Medalef. The Gemara says there's such a Zman of Nitach Abosa, V'adayin Loinas Efer. There is such a time when Nitach Abosa doesn't mean that it's totally burned and it's any Roi L'Achila. Mameila Toisva must have understood the Gemara Me'ila, the Mishnah, that Nitach Abosa is the earlier Nitach, when it's already burnt, but it's not enough to be called Efer and Asim Mitzvosoi, and it's still a Zman when Tiroi La'achila. But Al Kaponim, the Svara, not like Rashi who says that means Efer, but the Svara of Toisvus, that Toisvus should hold that Nitach Abosa is already an earlier time. Why should the Me'ila go away? This we have to understand in Shittas HaToisvus, who argues on Rashi in the Pshat of Nitach Abosa in the Mishnah Me'ila. And moving further on to the end of Toisvus. There's a very Yisoidistic, famous question here in the Gilin Ashas of Rebbe Kveiger. Toisvus, right at the end of Toisvus, asks that why do we need to have different miyutim by dam, that there's no din of Noisa and Tomei? Toisvus asks, the kasha is, Ain is a halalisa, akwapani woma doma holds in bakotchim, that Ain is a halalisa, mamela, the dam, one is not allowed to eat dam. There's a isa, it's a chorus even to eat dam, like the Mishnah says at the beginning of Krisis. Mamela, we don't have to have new miyutim to tell us that if you eat dam, you chayv anoyis and tomei, l'chir ein is a chalalisa. And Toisva says there's a case of a basachas. Toisva asks, according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold a basachas, l'chir it's a sil shve. Asks Reb Kveiga, that Toisva says many times in Shas, menochis daf chof alef, and other places, that dam shebishloi ein oiva olov. If you cook the dam was ready bishloi, then there's no chiyuv anymore on this dam for the issa of achilas dam. Achilas dam is only dam which is roi lizrika, dam which is roi lekapora, and the Gemara says in Menachos Chof Aleph that if you cook the dam, einoi oivo olav, you're not chayiv anymore. And Tosfos learns this means there's no issa min atayir anymore on the dam shebishloi. Memela says a bikveiga lechiyuv have a poshtei chatimtza, a case where we'll need miyutim, different miyutim to tell us that there's no din, noisa and tomei on dam. Because if someone takes his dam and his bishloi, he cooks the dam, then there's no issa anymore of achilas dam. The achilas dam is poka, and we need to have new miyutim to tell us that there's no din, noisa and tomei. Memela, this is l'chiri aposhet yishuv, to toisvus kasha, in isa chalalisa, because there's cases where the dam is not always osa, because the case l'moshel of dam shebishloi. We find a similar question in Ginzi Agrach. Reb Chaim Briska asks a very similar question. Now we have different cases of dam that Eino Oival of the Mishnah Gemara over there, Menochis Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, says that dam shenikrash, the dam which congealed and became ois liquid, not liquid anymore. The Gemara also over there says Eino Oival of Mishum dam. This dam also, if someone eats dam which is congealed already, you're not chayiv anymore on dam, on the issa of dam, says Reb Chaim Lalechir. This is also a case where we would need miyutim of noisa and tomei, because there's no problem of ein issa chalal issa, since in this case there's no issa dam. So we have a question of Yon Toisves. Reb Kvega asks from dam shebishloi, Reb Chaim asks from nikrash hadam. Why does Toisves not agree to these cases, that this is l'chir the ichatimtzes, why we should have miyutim of the dinim later on in the Gemara, that miyut of dam for noisa and tumme? Reb Chaim over there in Ginzer Agrach, he suggests three separate yutzim, which all of them are chidushim, and it will help us in avona in the sugya in Menvav Amid Aleph. The first mahalach of Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim in Ginzer Agrach, that the reason why the Gemara says that dam shebishloi and dam shenikrash einoi oiva olav, why is one be'emes not chayiv for achilas dam, if he eats dam which he cooked it, or it's congealed? Says the Gemara in Menachos Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, that once it's already cooked, the loshon of the Gemara of the day is, einoi toiras dam, it's poka minei, toiras dam, it's missing in his toiras dam. So says Reb Chaim, if be'emes we would say, that this dam which is now in a matzav of bishloi, u'nikrash. It's be'emes not looked in the Torah as dam at all. It's not looked at it like it's blood. It's poka, the Torah as dam. It can be now looked at something else. It's not the dam which the Torah refers to. Whenever the Torah discusses the issa of achilas dam, the Torah is not referring to dam shenikrash and dam shebishlo. It's not bichlal, nichlal, in dam of the Torah. Memeila, says Reb Chaim. Later on, the miyutim in the Gemara, which we have, miyutim by dam from Noisa and Tomei, Bal Kolchoch, Tritus understood that the Gemara later on is not discussing dam shebishloi or dam shenikrash, because these domim, these kind of bloods, are bichlal no a Torah's dam, they're missing, they're not called dam in the Torah. And Memeila, this is not the miyutim which the Pasuk later on is referring to when it's discussing dam. Memeila has to be dam, which still has a Torah's dam, and it is not dam shebishloi, and not dam shenikrash, and that Tritus asks, there's a issa, there's a problem of ein issa chalal issa. But Reb Chaim Behmer says that you have to know if this is the mute of the Gemara Menoches Kipshutoi. Is it meant to be taken literally that the dam, the reason why Eino Yevolov means that he's Bechlal not looked upon as dam? It could be the Gemara just means that it's Pokamine, the Torah as dam, enough that there's no Chiyuv on Koris. If someone eats it, he's not Chayiv Koris, but of course he's still called dam in the Torah, and Legabe other Alochis will have a Alocha of dam. And therefore, in our miyutim of Nisa and Tumer, it could be that this will still be enough to say that he has a Torah's dam to be remembered these cases of Nikrash and Dam Shebishloi. Al-Kabon, we have a suffix over here to understand the gede of Dam Shebishloi and Dam Shenikrash if these domim are called dam in other dinim of the Torah. This is the first mahalach of Reb Chaim to answer the kasha. The second mahalach which Reb Chaim says is that the Gemara later on, we learn out where's the miyutim, that there's no chiyuv, noisa and tomi by dam, says the Gemara. We learn out the posuk, vani nosativ lochem ala mizbeach, lechape. The Gemara says, lechapore nosativ, nofu me'ila, and there's three miyutim, lochem, the mizbeach, lechape, and hu, me'ila. We learn out for these three psukim, that there's no me'ila, and there's no noisa and tomi. Says Reb Chaim, that the lashon of the posuk is, vani nosativ lochem ala mizbeach, lechape. It sounds like we're talking about dam, which is Roy Le Kapora, which is meant to go be mechape on the Mizbeach. Memeila, dam shebishloi and dam shenikrash, which the Gemara Menoches says clearly, that these domim are not Roy Lizrika, and this is the reason, Behemoth, that Einu Oivolov, you're not chayiv anymore, if you eat them for Achilas dam, because they're not Roy Lizrika. Memeila, they're not included in the Pasuk of Vanino Sativ Lochem ala Mizbeach Lechape. Memeila, they are not nichlal in the miut of Noisa and Tuma. So Bal Kochoch, the Mishnah, the Gemara later on, is discussing domim, which are royal Izrika, and this is not Dam Shebishloi and Dam Shekoyash. Memeila asks Toisves, there's a problem of Inis Achalalisa. The Marikoyan also over here in Agoris, he answers this Yisoid, that the miut later on is only referring to Dam, which is royal Kapor. Now, Behemis, this is a Chidush in the Mahalach in the Sugya. It will come out that the whole halacha which we have in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, chutz min adam, that by dam there's no din of Nisa and Tumah, and so too there's no Me'ila. This is all by the kind of dam which is Roy Lekapore. But Be'emes, we have other kind of domim. Dam atamtzis is also not Roy Lizrika. Only dam anefesh is Roy Lizrika, the dam which comes out straight away, b'sha'as shchita, any dam later on, which is Dama Tamtzis, is not Roy Lizrike. Will come out, according to this diuk in the lashon of the Pasuk, V'anino Sativ Lochem Ala Mizbeach Lechape, that the Pasuk is only referring to Domim, which is Roy Lekapore, Memeilo will come out that Dama Tamtzis will be'emes not be Nichlal in the meal, it won't be included in the meal, and you'll be chayev on Dama Tamtzis from Noisa and Tuma, big chidush, that even though the Mishnah says Chutz Min Adam, it is not be'emes referring to all Domim. The Rambam in Pirik, Yudches Psule Hamikdoshim Aloch Yudzayin, he doesn't differentiate, and he says that all the domim are no chiyuv of pigul nisa and tomei. His mashmad is din is by all the domim, not just the domim which are royal Izrike. Al Kaponim, according to this teretz of Reb Chaim, will come out chidush that dama tamtzis is chayiv mishum nisa and tome. In the Ike Shaila, we find already the Shaila in the Shagis Arye, in Gvuris Arye, in Yuma, Nun Tesamet Beis. He also discusses whether the mute of the Gemara over here in Menvav Omed Aleph is discussing Dafka Dam Horoi Lekapora Mashenki Dam Atamtzis, and at the beginning Taka he wants to say also that the din is only on Dama Nefesh and not on Dama Tamtzis. But the Maskona, Gvuris Hari over there is Moichiach from many places that this halacha of the Gemara is also by Damatamtsis, and the, like the Pashtus of the Rambam, it's not just by Dam or Yoy Lekapore, and not like Reb Chaim's second Teretz, Mamelis, Bakshver the Kasha of Reb Chaim and Reb Kiveiger on Tosfos on the Inis of Chalalisa. A third Teretz says Reb Chaim, and this Teretz Bemis is only a Teretz on Dam Shekorash, which Reb Chaim has, and not on Dam Shebishloi, which Reb Kiveiger has. Reb Chaim answers that Dam Shekorash one can answer, that the reason why Tosfos holds this is not the case which the Gemara is memayed later on, is because the Tosefta says in Tyrus, Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, the Gabba the Halacha of Tumas Oichlin, that Dam Shekorash, Dam which is congealed, Ein Loi Toyas Oichl. It does not have any Toyas Oichl only until the person is Mechashiv La'achila. He can be Mechashiv on the Dam, and he can say that he wants it to look at it like an Oichl, then it's going to be Mechabel Tumas Oichlin. But the way it is now, Dam Shekorash does not have a Toyas Oichl. Says Reb Chaim that according to this Tosefta, one can say that the Gemara says earlier in Lamed Heim Amid Beis, Benegea, the Halacha of Pigul, in the Shlil and the Shilya, the Gemara says over there that there's no din of Nusa and Tuma, because it's Einon Ruin La'achila. The Shlil and the Shilya are Einon Ruin La'achila, and therefore there's no parsha of Nusa and Tuma. Now, Be'emus, the Gemara says in Chulin Ein Zayin Amid Aleph, that the Shlil and the Shilya, even though it's Einon Ruin La'achila, but if someone is going to be Mechashiv on it, that he should look at it like a oichel and he's going to eat it, then it's going to be mekabel tumas oichlin, even the shlin and the shilya. So you see that even though the Gemara says that there's no noisa and tomei on the shlin and the shilya, because the inu roi l'achila, afal pikein, even though a person can be mechashiv and can make the shlin and the shilya into a oichel, he can turn it into a oichel, but since he needs his machshove, and without his machshove, the etzem shlin and the shilya alone, without any machshove, does not have a toyas oichel. Mamela, this is enough that there should be no parsha of Nisa and Tomei, given the Eino Ruin La'achila, like the Gemara says, on Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Mamela, you see over here, you saw it, that anything which is not Ruin La'achila be'etzem, even though it is possible for the person to go and change it into Oichel through his Machshove, but after it became the way it is now, and without a Machshove, there's no Ruin La'achila, the thing is not a Oichel, then it has a mute of Noisa and Tomei, because this is looked upon as something Einu Roi La'achila, even in the case where it will be Mechashiv, it is still called a miss, it's missing, and because inherently it's something which is Einu Roi La'achila. Mamela says Reb Chaim, Dam Shekorash, which is also Mavur in the Tosefta, you need to have a Machshava in order to create it, Toyas Oichel. Without a Machshava, it does not have a Toyas Oichel. Mamela, it is also Nichlal in the miut, it's also included in the miut of the Gemara in Lamed Hei Amid Beis, that is no parsha of Nisa and Tomei, because it's in Eroi La'achila. Mamela, Tosfos holds that if the Gemara later on is discussing Dam Shekorash, there's no reason why we have to have mutim to tell us that there's no Nisa and Tomei. Because anyway, you're not going to be chayev, because it doesn't have a Toyas Eichel. Even though it could make it into Eichel, but since inherently it's not Eichel without the Machshove, it is not enough to go and say that it should be chayev for Nisa and Tomei. Mamela, the Gemara doesn't need new mutim to tell us that by Dam Shekorash, there's no chiyuv of Nisa and Tumah. And Mamela, since we're not discussing Dam Shekorash, asks Tosfos very well that there's a kasha of Einis Echalalisa, since there's a din that you're not allowed to eat the dam. Now, Be'emes, this only works with Tosfos Shitta, who Tosfos earlier in Lamed Hei Amud Beis paskes la'alocha, that an shlin and shlin, you're not chayev mishum Nisa and Tomei, because it's Einu Roi La'achila. Mashenkin Rambam, he Be'emes paskens in Pesul HaMikdoshim, Perik Yudches, Halacha Chav Gimel, not like the Gemara over there. And Mamela, according to the Rambam, something which is Einu Roi La'achila, he's going to be chayev Nisa and Tomei by Shlin and Shilya Al Koponim, since Machshava works, and Mamela, only Tosfos L'shitosam, we can say, does not answer this kasha, this teretz of Dam Shekorash. But as we explained, Al Koponim, this teretz of Reb Chaim, the third teretz, is only a teretz of Dam Shekorash, and not a teretz of Dam Shebishloi, which does have a Toyas Oichel, even before Machshov. So Al Koponim, these are the three Yesodos de Gemalchim, which Reb Chaim explains in the sugya over here to understand Tosfos' kasha, why Tosfos did not want to answer that we're discussing Dam Shebishloi or Dam Shekorash. The first teretz of Chaim was that Dam Shekorash and Dam Shebishloi, they're bichlal not dam, they're not called like dam at all in the Gidrei HaTorah, and therefore the Gemara later on is not discussing these bloods. The second Mahalach of Reb Chaim was that the miut of the Gemara is only a miut on dam aroy le kapora, and dam she nikrash and dam she bishle oin aroy le kapora, and memele we said is a chidush la aloche, that dam atamtzis will come out, that dam atamtzis is also going to be chayiv, because it's not included in the miutim in the Gemara later on, since dam atamtzis is ein aroy le kapora. And we said that the Gevuris Ari, he holds the aloche not like this, and he holds that the miut is a including any domim and not just the domim, horoy le kapor. And the third teretz we said, Reb Chaim says, lagab adam shekorash, is because he hasn't got a shem uichel, because he needs machshove, and memela anyway, there's not going to be a parsha of noisa and tumah, just like shlil and shilya. Now there is another mahalach, which the stipler says, in Zvochim, kilis Yaakov, in Zvochim simen lamed aleph, which is very similar to Reb Chaim in his first mahalach, but he takes the teretz in a different oifen, in a different way to explain the Yishuv. He says, also with the Chaim's Yesoid, that if we would understand to say that Dam Shebishloi is not just a mute in the Chiyuv Chorus if you eat it, but the Torah doesn't look at it anymore like a dam. The Torah looks at it like something else. It's a Milsa Achrina, it's his Poka, the Torah's Dam, like the Pashtus of Loshon of the Gemara Menoches, like we said earlier. So says the Stipler, if one would go like this and say that dam shebishloi is poka, the shem dam, then memela there'll be a svara over here to say a new reason why there should be no din of noisa and tumah anyway, even without any other miyutim. Because behemes, says the stipler, there's a very yesoidus in Nekuda, which is negea to all the dinim, which we'll see later in Me'ila, and in pigal noisa and tumah. There's a halacha which the Gemara discusses by Riches, the beginning of Me'ila, that kodshim shemesu yotzu midei me'ila min ha-teir. Any kodshim which die and haven't got any hakrova anymore, then yotzu midei me'ila, there's no parsha of me'ila anymore, since the kodshim have got no purpose anymore, yotzu midei me'ila, because they're kodshim shemesu. Toisus in Kedushin Nun Zayin Omed Beis is mavua that's now mutter min ha-teir, pashtas, marsho and maram, that there's not even issa kodesh on these kodshim shemesu min ha-teir. It is poka, the whole kedusha, and memela, there's no din me'ila, even issa kodesh, there's no issa hanoa min ha-teir. Now says the stipler, be'emes every single time, one is going to have a korban which became potel, then l'chayra, since it doesn't have any more akrova, then l'chayra should be kodshim shemesu, because it's like it's dead, it's got no purpose anymore, it doesn't have any akrova, and memela l'chayra, there should be no parsha of me'ila anymore, any time the korban doesn't have any more a din akrova. But the Mishnah says, increases Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that even bosa which became noisar does have a parsha of me'ila, and if someone eats it, it's going to be chayv osha me'ilas, like over there the Mishnah says. So says the Rashi, increases, later on increases Yud Daled Amud Aleph, explains Rashi, that the reason why there's still me'ila, even though the bosa already became noisar, is because im olu lo yerdu, the halacha is on bosa noisar, even though it's possible, and lechatchila, you're not allowed to be makriv the murim, which became noisar, onto the mizbeach, afal pikein, if someone did, im olu lo yerdu, and this is enough to say that he retains its kedusha for the halacha of olu lo yerdu, and memela, it's not nichlal, it's not included in kodshim shemesu, and memela, there's still a parsha of me'ila. This is also Rashi later on, increases Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, explains that the Yesoid of Psulei Kodshim, the reason why they still have Me'ila, is because Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Me'ila says the stipler, it will come out, Lefidis Cheshbin, that any time you're going to have a Paslis, a Psul which is Chal in the Korban, which is going to be the Alocha of Im Olu Yerdu, that we're going to have to take it off the Mizbeach, and we don't allow it to stay onto the Mizbeach, then Me'ila, this Paslis, it's gonna be kodshim shemesu, because it doesn't have any purpose at all, and memela will be yotzu midei me'ila, won't have any me'ila min ha-teir. So says the stipler, dam shebishloi, as we said earlier, is not royal zrika anymore. It doesn't have any tielis, it doesn't have any akrova anymore, and you can't do any zrika to this dam. Now l'chayra should be a kodshim shemesu. Now if we're gonna say that dam shebishloi is not bichlal dam at all, and it's poka, the whole Torah is dam, and the Torah looks at it as if it's something else, and we don't look at it like dam, then memela, even if you're going to do a zrika to this dam, there's still not going to be a locha of olu lo yerdu, of kalte mizbeach, of the Gemara earlier, chav zayin amid beis, because it's not dam. All these halochas which we find are only by dam, but since it's dam, does not have a Torah as dam, Memela, it's going to be halacha that im olu yedu. Memela says a stipel come out if he the cheshbon that it goes into the klal of kotchim shemesu, and we know that kotchim shemesu yotzim midei meila dvatoyer. There's not even isa hanor minatoyer. Memela says a stipel if one will understand that dam shebishloi is it totally looked upon as if it's something else, it's not dam at all. Memela, anyway, there's not going to be a parsha of noisar and tomei. Since kotchim shemesu, there's no meila, and the reason is, we look at it like chulin, the kotchim, the kodesh of it goes away, and memela, this is like chulin, and a chulin, there's no parsha of tumah, tumah is not going to be chal on it, and later on, the gemara needs a mute to tell us that dam is nismayit from the parsha of tumah, must be we're not discussing dam shebishloi, because dam shebishloi anyway, since it's not royal Yisrika, and it's also olu yerdu, memela it's kotchin shemesu, and kotchin shemesu becomes like chulin, and memela there's no necessity for a new miut of tumah and of noisor, and memela this is Tosfos Raya that we're not discussing dam shebishloi. But says the stipler, like we said earlier from Reb Chaim, that this not beemes not muchach to say that dam shebishloi is a total miut, to look at it as if it's not dam at all. It could be, it's still dam, but only not chayv koris. But Al Kaponim says a stipler to be miyashiv, kasha of Tosfos will seem that Tosfos understands the, to answer this question of Rabbi Kivega, it seems to be that Tosfos understands that the dam is a total miut, and it's not looked upon as if it's dam anymore, and the mele it's olu yerdu, and it goes into the klal of kodshin shemesu, yotsu midei meila dvatayir. This is the mahalach of the stipler, to go and answer the kasha of Rebbe Kveiger on the Tosfos by us. Al Kaponim, this is also a chidush, which we said earlier from Rebbe Chaim, a sofik, to understand if dam shebishloi is a total miut to look at it, it's not dam at all, or only a miut in chiyuv koris, but legabe other dinim in the Torah, it will still be looked at on like it is dam, and mamela will be needed a miut of noisan tumah later on in the sugya. Moving further on in the Gemara, Memvavu Medalef, the Gemara brings down three psukim, three miutim, to tell us that by dam, there's no me'ila, and the Gemara explains afterwards that there's no need to have three psukim. Me'ila, one of them is for noisar, and the other one is for tumah, and these are the three miutim which are by dam mentioned in the sugya. Now in this sugya over here, which the Gemara is discussing, where there is the me'ila, if someone is moil and has anor from dam kodshim, the Mikdash David points out in Simin Yud Zayin or it's Yud, that the discussion in our sugya is dam lifnei zrika. We're talking about dam kochim, which before you've done the maaseh zrika, there's a shaila, is there any parsha of me'ila? But says the Mikdash David, once the kohen has already done the zrika, on dam achas zrika, then since it's mavu in the gemara, nyuma, nun chesmed aleph, that's nimkorim, the dam can get sold afterwards, leganonim, or lezabolim, it's chulin is aloch of nasis mitzvosoi, the mitzvah has already been done on the dam, and any dam shenasis mitzvosoi, the kedusha goes away, and now the dam is dam chulin, memela, there's no shaila at all, it's definite that there's no meila after zrikas adam, since it's nasis mitzvosoi, and the whole discussion of here in the sugya is all talking about dam lifnei zrika. Now Tosfos the mamaskel hu lifnei explains bariches, that there is a certain me'ila afterwards also, once it's Yerud La'amo, and Tosfos says, either it's a me'ila midah abonon, or there's a new hektish later on. Ba'al koponim me'ika adin din Torah, mitzad the kodshim, the parsha of me'ila in kodshim, mitzad the kodesh of the korban, says the Mikdash David, after zrika it's nasis mitzvosoi, and the sugi over here is discussing dam, lifnei zrika, and this is neschadish from these miutim, that there's no me'ila on dam lifnei zrika. The stipler in Kilis Yaakov, Simelamed Aleph for his space, he continues on according to this cheshbon on the Mikdash David, and he says, Memela hu adin, so too the miutim, which the Gemara says later on, from Noisar and Tumah, that is no Noisar and Tumah in Dam, these are learnt out also from these psukim, says the stipler, this is also discussing Dam, Lifnei Zrika, because since we said that Dam La'acha Zrika, it's already nasis mitzvosoi, memela the whole kedusha is poka, it has aloche like chulin, and there's no dinei, noisar and tumah on chulin, only on kodshim, and memela bal kolchoch, the miutim, which is more is discussing, legabe, noisar and tumah also, it means on the dam, lifnei zrika, just like the din of meila, which Mikdash David explains, is on dam, lifnei zrika. Now says the stipler, even though the aloche is, by bosor, the bosor of the korban lifnei zrika, anyway there's no noisa and tumah. because he has to wait for the matirin. Dovo sheyeshli matirin, like the Gemara says earlier, memheir mitveis, has to wait for the parsha of Nois and Tuma, only mishikrivu matirov. And like, this is the Gemara, the drasha also, a mefurisha Gemara, menachis chafheir mitveis, that posol lifnei zrika, there's no parsha of Nois and Tuma. We'll see later on in Tosfos on Memvav Amud Beis, this is going to discuss why we need to have two psukim. Bal Kapodim is mafurish halacha that Bosor lifnei zrikas hadam. There's no parsha of Nusa and Tuma. But says the stipler, dam needs to have a mio to tell us that there's no Nusa and Tuma, because the mitzad the halacha of Bosor lifnei zrika that it doesn't have any Tuma. The reason is because it's the davar sheyesh lematirin. And the halacha is, dovah sheish lematirin, mishikru matirov. Mashein kein dam, which is itself the matir, itself is the nikrav, it goes into the klal of ashiyikrav, which the Gemara says before, dovah sheish lematirin, mishikru matirov. And dovah shein lematirin, because he himself is a matir, mishayiktash bikli, once it has a kedushas kli, then already there's a parsha of tuma, memele dam, once it has a kedushas kli with kabolas adam, then it's going to be a halacha of Nusa and Tuma Memela. If not for these miyutim, there'll be a parsha of Nusa and Tuma on Dam Lifnei Zrika. And on this, we need to have these miyutim, in which is Mavur in our sugya. Memela, our sugya is discussing the Dam before Zrika, Bein Legaba Meila, and so too Legaba the Nusa and Tuma, to be Memayit, all these things, from all these Isurim, from Dam Lifnei Zrika. But once it's ready, had the Zrika done, then it's Nasis Mitzvotzi. Now, says the Mikdash David, in the Ike Gede of the Mute, which we find in our Gemara that there's no Me'ila in Dam, we have to understand, we have to know, that sometimes we find that even though there's a Mute of the Issa, of the Chi of Me'ila, but Afal Pikein, even so, there's still a Issa Hanor, a Issa Kodesh, Minatoyer, the Moshul Kochim Kalim, which don't have a Pashas Me'ila at the beginning of Koponim, because the only Kochim Kalim, they're not Kochi Hashem, Afal Pikein, as Issa Kodesh, Minatoyer, it's not only Issa Hanor, Midri Abonon. Says the Mikdash Tovid, we have to know if this Din of Dam, which the Gemara is Mavua, there's no Pashas Me'ila by Dam, because it has these three Miutim, what is the Aloche, Legabe Issa Hanor, is one allowed to have Hanor from the Dam, Minatoyer? Because the miut is a total miut, not just from the chi of me'ila, but also from the din of the parshas me'ila, that there's no issa hanor, and the whole din loinenin is only midir abonon. Or do we say no? The miut is only on the chi of, but there's issa hanor minatir. Says the Mikdash Tovi, l'chir, one can say that this will depend, bemes, on the drushes, how we learn out that the dam does not have me'ila. Because according to the Gemara, which says we learn out from the pasuk of who, Lifnei kapora, kila'acha kapora, like the Gemara explains, because we're calling another way, because Dovah Shanas is mitzvah, so yei moyalin. Memela, we learn out that something before kapora has a halacha, just like the dam acha kapora, and just like dam acha kapora, there's no me'ila, so to dam, lifnei kapora, there's no me'ila. Now, says the Mikdash Tovi, like we explained earlier, la'acha kapora, the dam is chulin, it's nasis mitzvah, so there's no Issa Hanor min HaTorah, not just a Parshas Me'ila, but there's not also Issa Kodesh at all, and there's no Issa Hanor min HaTorah. Me'ila, since the Yalfusa and the Limuds, the way we know that Dam Lifnei Kapora has a Halacha, that there's no Me'ila, is learned from La'acha Kapora. Me'ila is mstabe to say that the Yalfusa tells us that he has the exact same Halacha of Dam Acha Kapora, and Me'ila Wa'adin, there's no Issa Kodesh min HaTorah, and the whole Issa, if there's an Issa of Lo'inenin, it's only Midr Abonon. Masha'in Kein, according to the other Yalfusa, says Mikdash Tovid, that we learn out that there's no Me'ila in Dam, it could be that the Parsha is only Memayit, only from the Chi of Me'ila, but since it's a Chilik of the Korban, it still has the Issa Kodesh min HaTorah, and the Issa Lo'inenin is Be'emes Issa min HaTorah. Memela says Mikdash Tovid, Be'emes is a difference in Nafkemina La'alocha between these Yalfusas, if there's going to be a Issa Kodesh min HaTorah or not. A chiddush to get pshat in the Gemara, that these miyutim are not just nafkeminas in the droshes, but there's a nafkemin ledina, if be'emes is a parsha of a chiyuv of Issa Kodesh min HaTorah, and the whole miyut is only on the chiyuv me'ila. The ma'ase in the ikka nidin, in this ikka shayla, if there's a din, Issa Kodesh min HaTorah, to have a noah from dam, lifnei zrika, we find mefurish in the tzlach, from the Nidbiuda in Baruchis, Lamed Aleph, he takes on his Masbi Atoitzus over there, and he takes on Bipshitas, that in Toysvis is Shita al Kaponim, that there is a Issa Hanor min Atoyer to be Nene from Dam, and he explains that the whole Miut is only a Miut from the Chi of Me'ila, and there's no Korban Me'ila, and there's no Malkus for Me'ila, but there is a Issa Kodesh, you're not allowed to have Hanor, it is part of a Korban, and you're not allowed to have Hanor from this Korban min Atoyer on Dam Lifnei Zrika. And it's Mefurish over there in the Tzlach, that this is even according to the Mandoma, who learns out the Pasuk of who, Lifne Kaporia, Kilacha Kaporia, and he explains, even though Lacha Kaporia, there's no Issa Kodesh at all Minatayir, Afal Pikain, the Drosha of the Gemara, is only a Drosha like Abed Chi of Me'ila, on this we learn out Lifne Kaporia, Kilacha Kaporia, that there's no Pash of Me'ila. But the Gabba the Issa Kodesh, since there's no Nasis Mitzvosa yet, until after the Zrika, then there's going to be a Issa Hanor Minatayir to be Hanor from this dam, Lifnei Zrika, and the whole Miut is only a Miut on the Chiyuv of Me'ila. Mitzad Sheni, on the other side, we find Mefurish in the Marsha, in Yuma, Samech Tesamet Beis, in Toises de Vamaschil Vareh, he takes on Mipshitas, that there's no Issa Me'ila Minatayir, and there's no Issa Kodesh Minatayir, and the whole Issa Loinenin on dam, Lifnei Zrika, is only Midor Abonon. And this Mashma in the Masho over there, that this is a Dim Muskim, the Kula Alma, according to all the Joshas in the Gemara. Mamela for him is Sakim, will come out, that Be'emus will have three different deus mentioned in Achronim. What is the Aloch of Dam Lifnei Zrika, Legabe the Issa Hanor Minatayir? This is Mefurish in our Gemara, that there's no Me'ila Minatayir on Lifnei Kapor. The Shaila is this a Miut only in the Chlivas Me'ila on the Korban and the Malkus? Or maybe it's a Miut also on Issa Kodesh Minatayir. The Tzlach holds that the Miut is only on Miut in Me'ila, but it's Issa Kodesh Minatayir. Mitzat Cheni, the Marsha says that it's a total Miut and there's no Issa Hanor Minatayir. And the Mikdash Tovi says a Chidush that this depends on the Droshes. And according to one man, Doma, who Lifnei Kapor, Kilacha Kapor, it's a total Miut and there's no Issa Kodesh Minatayir. Masha'inkin, according to the other man, Dormim, it's a Miut only in the Chiyuv of Me'ila, but there is a Issa Hanor Minatayir. This is the Chiddush of Mikdash Tovid in our Sugya. Moving further on to the Gemara Nomad Base. Toysvus in the Vamaschil Achas Leklau Vachas Leprat, the Gemara is discussing why we need to have all the three creases by Shlomim. And Toysvus brings down the Gemara Menoches Chafei Nomad Base, which we quoted earlier, which tells us the Halacha, that Bosor Kodshim, a Bosor of the Korban, Lifnei Zrika, until you've done, before you've done, Zrika Sadam, there's no Parsha of Tumah, and explains the Gemara, this is learned out from a Pasuk, Kol Toho Yoichal Bosor, and only if it's Nitali Tarim, only when it's already Nitar, because it's already Mutter, because of the Zrika, then there's a Parsha of Tumah, but Lifnei Zrika, there's no Parsha of Tumah. Asks Toysves, L'chaira, why do we need to have two Psukim telling us the same Halacha? Earlier in the Gemara Memhei Amud Beis, we have Aloch of Yikrav, which the Braisa says, Bero Likoye Vakosuv Medaber, and the Chiyuv of Tumah is only once it's Kovu Matirov, and only something which is doesn't have any Mate is Mishi Yikdash Bikli. And the Chiyuv, this is the same Aloch of Dovo Hanita Litorim, is only you have to wait until the Zrika in order that should be Nita Litorim, and otherwise in Chayovin on Mishum Tumah. L'chaira, these two halachas are the same halacha that we always have to wait for the Akrovas HaKorban in order to be Chayiv on the Nitorim, just like the Gemara says from Yikrav, Beroli Koriv. So to learn out from Nita Litorim, ask Stoysus L'chaira, this is the same drosha twice. What is the need to have two droshas? And Toysus explains that makes a Trichasa that why it's needed to have the same Joshua telling us, L'chaira, the same halacha. Now, Be'emes, we find in Eker Kasha of Tosfos, in Ebchaim, in his Sefer, al Rambam, in Psula Mikdoshim, Peyuk Yudches, halacha Yudbeis, he's explaining over there the Shitta of the Rambam, earlier in the Gemara, which is quoted earlier by us in Zvochim, Lamedaled Omed Aleph, and Ebchaim over there, he doesn't bring down our Tosfos, but he explains that the Rambam holds that Be'emes is two separate parshas in the parsha of Tumah, and these two separate parshas are learnt out from these psukim. One of them is Nilmad, is learnt from the pasuk of Yikrav, and the other parsha is learnt from the pasuk of Kol Toho Yoichal Boso, which is Aloch of Nitali Torim, and explains the Chaim a very gishmak achiluk, and the Yesodus dig a difference between the two parshas. Says the Chaim, Be'emes the two parshas, or one is a parsha on Necholim, things which are eaten, the chalokim of the korban, which are Necholim, This is one parasha of Tumah. We learn out from the pasuk of Kol Tohor Yoichal Boso. There's a pasuk over there telling us that on Achilas Boso B'Tumah, there's a parasha of Tumah on Necholim. So too, the second parasha is a parasha Tumah of Nikrovim, on things which are Nikrov on the Mizbeach. And this is learned out from Yikrov B'Roli Korev. Memela, the Imurim, and the Dam, which the Gemara discusses earlier, is all in the parasha of Nikrovim, which are brought onto the Mizbeach, and on these, the Gemara learns out from Yikra, Beroli Koriv. There's a new parasha of Necholim, things which are eaten, and this is learned out from the Din of Nitali Tahorim, and explains that B'chaim Bemis, these are two separate parashas, with two separate Dinim, because we have in our Gemara, mentioned soon in the Gemara says that we learn out from the Vahaboso, Leriabo is Eitzim Ulelevoino. Even though the Chalokim are Inon Necholim, even though you cannot eat from these Chalokim of the Korban, you also Chayiv Vishum Tumah. And explains Ibchaim that this Din of Vahaboso, Leriabo is Eitzim Ulelevoino, one can say, according to the Rambam, is Mazbe over there, is only a Ribuy, it's only included in the Parsha of Tumah, mitzad the Parsha of Nikrovim. Since the Levoina has a krove, so to Eitzim, Memela, these things, if one eats them, even though they ain't on Necholim, they're not royal achila, Afal Pikein is still chayiv, Mishum Tumah on these things, because there's a parish of Yikrav, it has a krove of Yikrav. Mashenkin in the parish of Nitali Tahirim, which is a parish of Necholim, then, even the Maskon, even after the Ribuy of Abosso, it will still be needed to go and have a Dova Horoi La'achila, since in this Pasha there's no Ribuy of Abosso, the Rabbi Seitzim Ulevino, and with this, Reb Chaim explains the Gemara earlier in Lamed Aleph Domed Aleph. Memela, according to Reb Chaim, it comes out, the Emes, these are two separate Pashas, and there's no need, Bechlal, to make a Tzriches or like Toysres, that there's a Toysres in Mavua, that it's Be'emes all the same Pasha, and it's the same meal twice. Mashiach Reb Chaim explains in the Rambam, these are two separate Pashas. One of is a parasha of Tumah by Necholim, and one is a parasha of Tumah by Nikrovim. Mashenkin in Toysa, like we said, is Mavur, not like Reb Chaim took on in a Rambam, but by Emes, everything is one halacha and one parasha, and Mamela Toysa has to explain what is the need to have two separate psukim. This is a, you say this thing a difference, which is widely quoted in Biskarov many times in Zvochim. He quotes, he says from Reb Chaim, that there's two parashas of Tumah, Nikrovim, and Necholim, and he makes many differences many times in Zvochim. And in Tosfos here, the Biskarov already pointed out that his Mavur, not like Reb Chaim took on in the day of the Rambam. Moving further on in the Gemara brings down in the next Sugya, the Machlekes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, on the halacha of dvorim she'ein on necholim if yichai mishum tumah. And the Gemara brings down 3 days. The first lishna kama, the lishna kama holds that by tumas haguf, everyone agrees you're not loika on dvorim she'ein on necholim. And the whole machlokes is only by tumas basar. According to the lishna basar, it's the other way. Everyone, the whole machlokes is only by tumas haguf, but by tumas basar, everyone agrees that there is malchus. And then there's a middle day who holds machlokes bezu, kach machlokes bezu, and the machlokes is by both. And this is being according to the Lishna Kama, and being according to the Lishna Basra, the Machlokes is, both by Tumas Boso, and also by Tumas Haguf. Now, Tosfos asks, "Avoy Yisodis Tiga Kasha into Mamatchil Avol, by Tumas Haguf," that according to the Lishna Kama, there's a deal who holds that according to the Rabbonon, you're not loika on Tumas Haguf, on Dvorim Shein on Necholim, and the Gemara explains according to the Lishna Kama, the whole Machlokes is only by Tumas Boso, but it'll come out that even according to the Rabbonon, that you have a Ribui, of Dvorim She'in on Necholim, this is only by Tumas Boso, but on Tumas Haguf, which gets chorus, there's no parasha of Dvorim She'in on Necholim. Asks Tosfos, this is a steer to what the Gemara says earlier, that we need 3 creases by Shlomim, and one of the creases, which Rabbi Yochanan says, is Lidvorim She'in on Necholim, because according to Rabbanon, you're going to be chayv chorus if you eat a dovo She'in on Nechal. Asks Tosfos, this is a steer to the Lishna Kama who holds that even according to the Rabbanon, the Koreis which we have is only in the Tumas Haguf. There's no Koreis by Tumas Boso. And in the Parsha of Tumas Haguf, which you have Koreis, the Gemara explains, everyone agrees there's no Malchus on Dvorim She'in on Necholim. Memeila Lechuria, there's no Koreis also. And how can the Gemara say you need a Pasuk of Dvorim She'in on Necholim according to the Rabbanon? This is Tosfos Kasha, and Tosfos answers the Chiddush. That even according to the first Lashon of the Gemara who holds that the Eino Loika, you don't get any Malchus. The whole Machlekes in the Gemara is only Legabe Malchus. But even according to the first Lashon, he also agrees that there is a Chiyuv Koreis on Tumas Haguf, because we have a ribui, an extra Yalfusa telling us that there's Koris on Tumas Haguf, even though you won't get any Malkus. Now, even though Koris always needs the Azhora, Afal Vikain over here, we have Azhora Al Kaponim from the Aboso of the Azhora Sasei, and the main is enough to be Mechayiv Koris on Tumas Haguf. The Chiddush in Tosfos who learns that even according to the first Loshon, the whole Machlokes is only Legabe Malkus and not Legabe Koris, and everyone agrees there's Koris on Dvorim She'ino Necholim according to the Rabbonon. This is Al Koponim, the Shitta of Tosfos by us in the Sugya. Now we'll discuss the Shitta of the Rambam, which will come out that is the exact opposite of Shitta of Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Psula Mikdoshim, in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Chof Dalet, he paskins the Halacha of our Gemara, and he says that dvorim she'ein on necholim ein chayovim aleim koreis mishum tumas haguf. One is not chayv koreis because of tumas haguf. Asks the Ravid that lechoyer in our Gemara is mavuris machlokes between Reb Shimon in the Mishnah and Rabbonon. Reb Shimon is the one who holds that there's no koreis on tumas haguf, but Rabbonon all there is koreis on dvorim she'ein on necholim. Memeila lechoyer the Rambam should have paskin like Rabbonon. What made the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon? L'chayyah who is a machikis of Shimla Rabbonon, which are paskin like the Rabbonon. Memela the Ravid is masig, and he argues on the Rambam, and he holds that dvorim she'in on necholim, yochayiv koris, by Tumas Haguf, because we paskin like the Rabbonon. Al Kesef Mishnah on the page is Marich, to explain the shittas of the Rambam, why did the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon? And he explains over there, Barichis, in the maskona of the Kesef Mishnah, he says a chidush, which is the exact opposite of Shittas HaTosfos, and he says that the Loshon of the Rambam Bemis is Meduyek, that the Rambam says, in Chayovin Aleim Koreis Mishum Tumas Haguf. It's mashma in the Rambam, the whole mute, is only a mute in Koreis, but there is going to be a Chi of Malkus Mishum Tumas Haguf. Memela says the Kesef Mishnah, that we can explain the Shittas of the Rambam by saying that the Rambam learns that the whole Machlokes, which is an Al Gemara, whether there is Malkus or there's no Malkus, is all Benigea, the Chivas Malkus. But Koris, everyone agrees that there's not going to be a Chiv of Koris on Tumas Haguf. The Parsha of Koris by Tumas Haguf, everyone agrees is only by Dvorim HaNecholim, and something which is not possible, in Roi La'achila, you know Chayiv Koris, and the whole Shaila of the Gemara, between all the Lashonos, over here is all Alocha Legame Malkus, like the Gemara says, Loika, Eino Loika, this is the Machloikas and Faket. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam paskin like the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon hold that there is Malkus on Tumas Haguf, and this is what the Rambam says, that the mute is only a mute in Koris, is mashma in the Rambam Bemis, there is a Malkus, because the Rabbonon hold that you get Malkus for Dvorim She'inom Necholim. This is what the Rambam says, that there's no Koris, this is because everyone agrees that there's no Koris by Dvorim She'inom Necholim, because there's no discussion Bichlan in the Sugya about the Chivas Koris on Tumas Haguf. Mamela comes up mamish faked in Tosfos. Tosfos says that the whole machlokes is only in Benegea Malkus, but everyone agrees that there is Koris. And the Kesef Mishnah says faked, the whole machlokes is only in Legabe Malkus, but everyone agrees that there's no Koris. And this is what the Rambam paskins, there's no Koris, even according to the Rabbonon. But many achrinim over here in the Sugya, they ask on the Kesef Mishnah, the Chiris is a Pella, to say that everyone agrees there's no Koris by Tumas Haguf, the Birkas HaZevach, and many others after him, the Tinkotchim, they all ask on the Kesef Mishnah, how can we go and say that no one holds that there's Koris by Tumas Haguf? Tosfos quoted the Gemara, which is the Gemara, beginning of the Amud, which is Mefurish, that one of the Krisis by Shlomim is coming for the Dvorim She'inom Necholim. According to the Rabbonon, there's Koris, and Memila Al-Koponim, there has to be at least one man, the Omer, who holds that there's Koris on Tumas Haguf, Dvorim She'inom Necholim, which according to the Rabbonon, and the Kesef Mishnah says that this is agreed upon, and no one holds that there's Koris, L'chur is negative Gemara. Memila all bleib schwer on the Kesef Mishnah's pshat in the Gemara. L'chur is hard to say that the Machlokes is only by Malkus, but there's Koris, everyone agrees there's no Koris. And Tosfos says, Faket, everyone agrees there is Koris, and the Gemara before is a Gemara Lekula Alma. In the Ikka, Ma'alach to answer the Rambam, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, why does the Rambam paskin there's no Koris, L'chur is like Reb Shimon? L'chur, why should we paskin like Reb Shimon? The Kesef Mishnah already, before he came to the Maskona, his Meramis, he hints to Dvorov, and he says, Bekitze, that if we would say that the Rambam paskin is like the Lishna Kama of the Gemara, the Bemis, this will be a yishuv to say that the Rambam paskin even like the Rabbonon, because we know the Elisha Kama holds that the Deya of Rabbonon is there's no Koris by Tumas Haguf, and Rabbonon only holds his Koris and his Loika only by Tumas Boso, and the whole Machlikas in the Mishnah is only by Tumas Boso. Mamela, if we say according to the Rambam that the Paschal is like Lishna Kama, then Be'emes is very meduyuk in the Lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam is only discussing Tumas Haguf. This is what the Rambam says. Dvorim Shein on Echolim in Chayom and Malayim Koris, Rishum Tumas Haguf. Is mashma in the Rambam that Tumas Boso, there is a chiyuv, even by Dvorim Shein on Echolim. And Be'emes is mefurish, like this in the Rambam earlier, by Levoino, that you're going to be chayiv, Mishum Tumas Boso, in the case where even though it's a Dovo, Shein on Echal, Mameli, see clearly the Rambam differentiates between Tumas Haguf and Tumas Boso. Mameli, if we say that the Rambam paskin like Lishna Kama, and the Lishna Kama holds that everyone agrees that by Tumas Haguf there's no Malkus, Mameli says the Rambam, Dvorim Shein on Echolim, in Chayom Aleim Koris, Mishum Tumas Haguf. And even though Tosfos says that everyone agrees there is Koris, the Rambam will hold that this man, the Oma, argues on the Gemara earlier, and he holds that the Mandoma and Ishlekama holds that there's no Koris by Tumas Haguf. And Mamela, just like there's no Malkus, there's no Koris, and this is what the Rambam paskins are by Tumas Haguf, there's no Koris, and Mamela, who adin, there's no Malkus on Tumas Haguf, according to the Rabbonon, and this is not Dafka according to Reb Shimon, because the Rambam says by Tumas Bosa there is Malkus, which is agreed according to, it works out very well, according to the Rabbonon in Lishna Kama. And Reb Chaim in his Sefer, he, on the Rambam over here in Psula Mikdoshim, he is marich that this is the shit of the Rambam to paskin, like the Lishna Kama of the Gemara, and he holds there's a difference between Tumas Boso and Tumas Haguf, and the Gemara, Be'emes, the Gemara before, who says there's Koris by Tumas Haguf, is not going like the Lishna Kama, and the Rambam paskin, not like this Gemara. Memelo will come out that the Halacha, according to the Rambam and the Lishna Kama, the three creases, one of them is not for Dvorim Shein on Echolim. Because Koris, which is by Tumas Haguf, Be'emes, you're not Chayiv Koris, and there's no Malkus, according to the Rabbonon, by Tumas Haguf, on Dvorim Shein on Echolim. And we have to say that the other Koris, like the Gemara says in Shavuos, Zayin Omed Aleph, is coming to tell us a din, a Chidush Halacha, legabe the Tumah, the Parsha of Tumah, in Beis HaMikdosh, like the Gemara over there explains. And even though the Gemara over there, in the end, is Matche this Tzad, and the Gemara brings down Reb Avoha and Reb Yochanan, which is the Gemara before, that the Koris is for Dvorim She'inom Necholim, but this is only working the Lishna Basra, or like the Mandoma, Kamachlikus Bezu, Kachmachlikus Bezu. But according to Lishna Kama, the first day, who holds that according to the Rabbonon, there's no Malkus, and there's no Koris according to the Rambam, by Tumas Haguf, then Memela, the Koris is coming to tell us a din, in Helom Mikdosh. And this is where in Gishmak, in the Lashon of Rashi, Alatoria, in Parshas Tzav, Rashi over there quotes the Gimel Krisis Bishlomim, and Rashi says, the two Krisis are Achas Liklal, Achas Liprat, and the third Koris, says Rashi, this is explained in the Gemara Shavuos, Zayin Omed Aleph is coming to tell us a Chidush, in Hilchas Tumas Mikdosh, by Halome, which is the Gemara over there in Shavuos. Now, Be'emes, if you look in the Gemara over there, it's only a Havamin in the Gemara. The Gemara's Maskona says it's coming to tell us Dvorim She'inon Necholim. But according to the way we have the Shita of the Rambam, and like the case of Mishnah when Lechatchila and Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam holds according to Lishna Kama, Be'emes says no Koris by Tumas Haguf on Dvorim She'inon Necholim. Mameila, this is what Rashi quotes, and this is how the Rambam Be'emes paskins la halacha, that the third Koris is telling us something else and not telling us the din of Dvorim She'inon Necholim. So this Al-Kaponim is Maskona, how this comes out the Chiria, the Shita of the Rambam is how we paskin like the Lishna Kama. Now, in Reb Chaim in Sefer, in the middle of his Cheshbonos, he points out a Gishmak HaChakira in the Ikar Halacha of the other Mandoma, which the Rambam doesn't paskin. The Mandoma who holds K'machlekes Bezu, Kach Machlekes Bezu. And he holds that the two Machlekesen, or by Tumas Bosa and Tumas Haguf, are the same Machlekes, and anyone who holds Yichayev, Yichayev by both, and if you're Potter, you're going to be Potter by both. And explains Reb Chaim that Be'emes, we have to understand the pshat in this mandoma, kamachlekes bezu, which we find bein in the Lishna Kama and also in the Lishna Basra. Because the Gemara afterwards in the Lishna Basra says a svara or marova is mistaba like this mandoma, because kimin de loy kirino be, vetumosi all of anichrisa, so too, we do not have a chiyuv on the tumas boso, since we don't have any koris, we don't have any chumas boso. Says Reb Chaim, Be'emes one can clear and chakira, what is the pshat in this svara of this mandoma? Is the pshat that it's tamay al fusa, that it's mistaba to say that the two parshas of Tumah are interconnected, and Mamela we say that you only chayiv on one if you have a chayiv on the other one. They say, oh, Fusa telling us a halacha, that they always have the same halacha, and if you're going to be chayiv on Tumas Basa, you're going to be chayiv on Tumas Aguf. If you're going to be potter on one, you're going to be potter on the other. There's one parsha of Tumah which includes Tumas Aguf and Tumas Basa, but they always have the same halacha. It's a Alfusa telling us that they always have the same halacha. Or do we say no? It's much more than a Alfusa telling us that they always have the same din. The halacha which Rava tells us is a tanai and a din be'etzem, that the only way we can have one Tumah is only if you have the other Tumah. And one Tumah is be'emes tolu on the second one. And Rava says that since you're potter from Tumas Aguf, then Memela, this is a Sibba Be'etzem to be potter from Tumas Boso, because the Tumas Boso needs the parsha of Tumas Aguf. And the Chaim explains that this is the Chayim Avur in the Gemara Psochim in Testament Aleph, that this is what Rava holds, that any time you're going to have a Ptur from one parsha of Tumah, this automatically is going to patter the other parsha of Tumah, of Tumas Boso, because the one of the Tumas needs its tolui be'etzem, one another. It's not Stami Alfusa telling us that they have the same dinim, but it's a din that one is tolui be'etzem on the other. Memele explains the B'chaim, Be'emes this svara of Rava only works in the Lishna Basra. Because in the Lishna Basra, Rava says a svara that if you're potter on Tumas Aguf, you're going to be potter on Tumas Basra, and this is moving, explained like we said, because the Tumas Basra needs the chuyvas and the parsha of Tumas Aguf in order to have the parsha of Tumas Boso. Mashainkin in the Lishna Kama, Be'emes the Svar is Fakhet. The Gemara over there says in the Rabbonon, that since according to the Rabbonon, there's a Chiyuv Tumah by Tumas Boso, Memela, this is a Chiyuv Tumah on Tumas Aguf. Now this doesn't work to say that it should be the Svar of Rava telling us that there should be a Chiyuv to learn out that there should also be a Chiyuv on the Tumas Aguf. The svara only works the other way, that if you're potter on one, memela automatically you're potter on the other, since the chiyuv of one of them needs the chiyuv of the second one. But to tell us that if you're chayiv in one parsha, you're going to be chayiv in the second parsha, this is not svara of Rava. So says Reb Chaim will come out that the svara of the Gemara in the Lishna Kama is a different svara. It's not svara to tell us that it's tolu be'etzim one another. It's only alfusa that they have the same halacha. And memela says the Gemara svara that if you find according to the Rabbanon is a chiyuv of Tumas Basa, memela is a svara to tell us that hu adin is a chiyuv on Tumas Aguf. Mashenki Rava in the Lishna Basra, he comes along with a new svara in Gansen, a totally new svara to tell us that is a tnai be'etzem in the parshias of the Tumah, that if there's a ptur in one of them, for whatever reason it may be, it's automatically going to patter the second parsha, because for the chiyuv of one, we need the chiyuv of the other, because otherwise it's going to be a ptur, because the two parshias are tolu zebezeh in the etzem parsha, and not just the alfusa ba'alma. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Gemara, that even though we have two deis over here, saying the same halacha of machlikus bezu, kach machlikus bezu, but be'emes is two different svaris. In the Lishna Kama, it's just a tnai, a din, it's a halacha, that the two, it's mistabed to say, that there's the alfusa, that the two parshias, are tolu zebezeh. Mashenkin in the second Gemara, which is Rava's svara, this is a new svara telling us that there's a tnai be'etzem, that if you're potter on one, you go to automatically be potter on the other. This is how Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer, and he's ma'arich al pi deis to say, work out weiter, why the Rambam paskin like the Lishna Kama, geboit, built on this cheshbin, that be'emes is two different havonas in the Mandoma, ka machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. Moving further on onto the next sugya, one more hora, the Mishnah says, the Shem Shishot Dvorim Azevach Nizbach, the Mishnah quotes the six things, the kavonas and the machshoves of kavona to shech the korbin, and one of them, says the Gemara, is l'shem reyach, la'fuka ivoyim shetzolom, v'helon deloy, da'omai v'udomai rav, ivoyim shetzolom v'helon, ein v'hem mishum reyach. Pashto's reading of the Gemara is, nichoyach is continuing on, in the next piece of the Gemara, the Rambam, when he brings this Gemara down, he says, ein v'hem mishum reyach, nichoyach, the Rambam, mimais ha'kobonis, peyukvov ha'loch ha'dalet, and this is also like the Gemara says, in Menochis, chof alef ha'medalef, da'ivoyim shetzolom, ein v'hem mishum reyach, nichoyach. Al Kaponim, this is a halacha that Ivoim Shetzolom is missing in the Reach Nichoyach, in the Reach, and this is the din of the Mishnah, L'Shem Reach. Now, normally the Ivoim Shetzolom, the Ika halacha is that the Meisa Tzlia is a problem. You're not allowed to go Mitzoyle, the Ivorim, before you're going to be Male and do a Aktor on the Mizbeach, because it's going to be missing in Riach Nichoyach. The Mishnah by us is not discussing any Meisa Averius on the Aktor, but it's discussing the Dinei Machshove, and one of the Machshoves is L'Shem Riach. But just the Gemara means that this Din of a Machshove L'Shem Riach has a relevance. The Gedda of the Din Riach is because sometimes there's cases where the Ivorim do not have a Toyas Reach anymore, because they already been Nitzle, they already been Nitzle before, and Mamela, there's no Din of Reach, and this is the Halacha that one has to Shech the Korban, L'Shem Reach. Now even though B'Mincha, L'Moshel, there's no Echatimtze, a Korban Mincha, to go and be Tzoyle, the Korban Mincha before the Aktore, Afal Pikein, even by Korban Mincha, there's Halacha of a Reach, L'Shem Reach, like we find always these six Machshoves, because there is a Haktore and a Akrova of Reach Nichoyach coming in the Haktore, and only by Ivorim there's a case where you can go and take away the Reach by being Tzoyle the Ivorim before, but this is the idea of L'Shem Reach in the Mishnah. Rebel Soloveitchik, he points out, in his Shurim, Mishuri Agrid, he says, L'Chore, the Ika Halocha, the Ivorim Shetzolon, Ein Behem Shum Reach Nichoyach, L'Chore anyway, one may not be tzoyle these Eivorim before you're going to be male on them on the Mizbeach, because the Tzliya itself is going to take care of a bit of it, the Tzliya B'miktas. This Tzliya B'miktas is a bittle on the Aktorah, which has to take place on every single chelik of the Eiva. Memela, any part of the Eivorim which have this Tzliya being done is a bittle on the Aktorah of the Korban, which the Torah is Mechayiv to do Aktorah on all the Eivorim. Memela, to do the Maisa L'chatchila, to do Bitzoyle, is anyway Osa. The Chiddush of the Gemara over here is that if one did this Maisa Tzliya, then there's a bittle of the Reach Nichoyach in all the Ivorim. It's taken away the Reach of all the Ivorim, that even later when you're going to do the Aktorah, is going to be missing in the Din of Reach Nichoyach. Mamela explains a burial that the Mishnah, who says later on in Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, by a Bomo, that Ein Bo Reach Nichoyach by Bomo, and Rashi explains, this means that the din of Ivorim Shetzonim in our Gemara does not apply by Bomo. Does not mean to say that one is allowed to go and do a Maisa Tzliya and afterwards be makriv on the Bomo. Because the Aktorah is Mechayiv to do the Aktorah of every single Chelik, and Mamela, you won't be able to do a Tzliya before on any part of it. But Rashi means that there's no din of Reach, that Nafkamina is the Machshove, that since it's in our Mishnah, there's Alocha of Machshove, of L'Shem Reach, but by Bomo there's no Musig, there's no din of Reach Nichoyach, Memela, there's no din of L'Shem Shishot Dvorim as Zevach Nizbach, because there's no L'Shem Reach in the Bomo. Now just one more point, the Chaznish says that the Loshon of the Gemara is Mashma, that Ivoim Shetzonon Eimem Shum Reach Nichoyach tells us as Chaznish, Menochis, Membeis, Sivkotin Chavov, that it's Mashma in the Gemara, that it's only L'chatchila, that if he was over and he was Tzeilea, and he was Tzeilea first, these Eivorim, then they're missing in the Reach Nichoyach, but it's still a halacha that he has to go mimak to them on the Mizbeach. It's only a halacha that he's mimavatel the Torah's Reach Nichoyach, but if he did so, he should still be male, and there's a din of Allah. The Gemara doesn't say lo yale im ala Mizbeach. There's a din that ein bo mishum Reach Nichoyach. And the Chibin Rav in his Chuvis, Doiviv Mishorim, Chile Gimel Simchav Gimel, also brings down from his brother a raya from the Mishnah increases Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that Al Kaponin is still Roy La Krova, even if it's missing the Reach Nichoyach. But the Marshamin and Zagois brings down on Chidush from the Tashbats, one of the Rishonim already, in Chuvis, in Chile Gimel Simel Amid Zayin, Diva Maschil Vomarto, that he says that if you Tzuleah the Ivorim before the Akrova, then Bemis they become possible Akrova, and one is not allowed to go and be male anymore, these Ivorim on the Mizbeach, a Chidush, and the Chirinim say that L'Chir, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is Mashma, that if you're over, then Ein Bohem Shum Reach Nichoyach, but there is still a Din Aloha. The Gemara doesn't say you shouldn't be male, you shouldn't put them on the Mizbeach. But the Tashbat says Mefurish, that if you're male these Eivorim, there's a Psul, and the Psul HaKrova, one should not go be male these Eivorim, since they don't have Reach Nichoyach, and Reach Nichoyach is Ma'akiv, and without any Reach, there's a Din, that you should not be male Eivorim Shetzolon on the Mizbeach. A Chidush, which the Masham brings down from the Tashbats.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.